Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. 5 weeks after one of the largest fires in Green Bay history, Green Bay Converting announced layoffs to a portion of their workforce. The company, which has more than 200 employees in Green Bay, says fewer than 35 are being laid off because it'll take time before operations can return to pre-fire levels. The company is providing financial assistance and resources to help those employees get other jobs. The fire burned for more than 32 hours last month, destroying the warehouse and inventory. Company leaders say cleaning the equipment is now more than 50% complete. They say they're hopeful they'll be able to move back into their offices and restart production in a portion of the Larson facility within the next 60 days. Stella the dog, who captured hearts in Northeast Wisconsin recently after her harrowing story of survival, has died. Stella had been shot and jumped nearly 30 feet off a highway overpass last month, but survived. Wisconsin Humane Society workers say the Husky Akita mix also made it through open chest surgery and was making a remarkable recovery. They say they truly believe the worst was behind her, but Stella passed away suddenly over the weekend. Humane Society staff say Stella seemed healthy and energetic when she went out for her nightly walk Saturday night. An hour later, she was found deceased in her kennel. The shelter's veterinary team is working to determine the exact cause of death, but suspect Stella may have suffered a sudden cardiac or pulmonary event. Green Bay police say two people in their 20s were injured in a knife attack on the city's east side early yesterday morning. Police responded to a weapons call in the 900 block of Edgewood Avenue just after 5 in the morning. Officers treated a 23-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman for cuts at the scene until they could be taken to the hospital. Police arrested a Green Bay man a few hours later. Animal rights activists have taken their protest to the state capitol. A group converged outside Governor Tony Evers' offices yesterday, chanting "Free the dogs" and demanding the governor and attorney general do what they can to shut down a beagle breeding and research facility in Blue Mounds, about a half an hour west of Madison. Over the weekend, around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid the Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Rigland Farms, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. A federal jury trial for an Oconto Falls doctor accused of sexual abuse began this week. Authorities arrested 66-year-old Isaias Cupino last summer after receiving a cyber tip about images uploaded to Facebook from Oconto Falls. Cupino faces several charges of production and transportation of child pornography. Cupino had previously been listed on Prevea Health's website as a doctor of family medicine. That page was taken down shortly after his arrest. Prevea issued a statement at the time saying it could not comment on specifics, but the employee is not currently working. Cupino has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The trial is expected to last 3 to 4 days. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me. And, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency. And that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s tomorrow. More sunshine with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.